hope you can hang out and not go anywhere, because you are going to be thoroughly entertained. And also, I want to throw it out there. There's no need to call the cops, but I am going to verbally beat down Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1 Radio Now in about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Lenny, I haven't heard from you all morning, so I don't know if you're afraid or what's going on, but I look forward to taking you on later with our football freestyle.
Yes. So the Indianapolis Colts are taking on the Texans. The big game, the battles. There's going to be a little trash talking in the form of rap. It's our football freestyle.
That's right. Lenny Bree is selected to defend Houston, Texas, and I have been chosen to defend Indianapolis, Indiana with the Colts. That's all coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. Group therapy. We do it every Thursday around this time here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We try to help people just like yourself out with things that are going on. If you want to be part of group therapy, all you got to do is call us at 833-563-2539 or slide into our DMs on Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. This morning we have Michael on. Hey, Michael, why don't you kind of tell us what's going on and share your story for group therapy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm calling in today because this is it's pretty personal and pretty rough for me. I'm desperate right now, and I don't really know what to do. I guess first thing I want to say, and I think most important, is that I love my wife. Like, we got married young. You know, I'm mid-30s, and I've got two teenage boys, so I'm talking really young. And we're like a good team. We do life together well. But we have not been intimate in 2 years.
Two years.
First of all, this is very brave to be so transparent. So I applaud that. So go on.
Thanks.
What's been going on?
I legit cannot remember the last time that we did. You know, I can't even think about it because it's been so long. You know, and then the thing is, I try and put myself out there. I try and start intimacy. I try and make moves, keep it fresh. But she's just, she's not having it. And I mean, it's even gotten to the point where she sleeps upstairs and I sleep downstairs now. Like, we're not even in the same room. We're not even on the same floor.
Michael, you would be shocked to hear, like, this is so common. It's way more common than you would think. Like, I personally know several couples that are going through this exact thing right now.
Yeah, that's good to hear, to be honest. I kind of thought I was the only one. you know, and I try everything. I've tried, like, we go out, we get a little drunk, try and have a fun night, and it's just nothing is working. I put on the music, put on the mood music, light some candles, you know. I don't know if she thinks I'm like ugly to her now or not attractive.
And I'm not judging, I'm just asking, have you gained a bunch of weight? Has your appearance changed?
No, honestly. I mean, maybe like, you know, a little bit more dad bod than I used to be, if I'm being honest, but nothing drastic. And neither has she. I mean, you know, we both take care of ourselves and look fine. And
So what does she say? Like, when you attempt it, is she just like, no? Or what's the vibe? What's the mood?
It's never, you know, I'm glad it's never like rude. It's never like yelling at me or anything, but it's always sort of always an excuse. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like, I'm tired. Not tonight. Just not feeling it. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, for 2 years now. You know,
not even for your birthday or like an anniversary or Christmas. No, I mean, like, those are, I mean, even couples that aren't as intimate as they usually do, like, something's got to spark, like, okay, today's the day we're going to, you know, get physical.
Well, you know, on those days, actually, that's when it's the most kind of harsh, because I think she probably feels a little more pressure because exactly what you're saying, like, there's even a song, like, birthday sex, right? Like, you know, I think in those moments, she does feel a bit of pressure, but, and just really is like, no, I just don't, you know, no. It's never like I don't want to either. I don't ever really hear I don't want to. It's just like a flat out no.
I feel and like when you get in that rut, kind of you lose that intimacy in your relationship, it's hard to get that back because then it becomes like you're kind of used to, you're just like,
you have to start from scratch.
I don't really want it anymore.
I feel like for Michael, instead of that song like Birthday Sex, he's kind of like abstinence.
So have you guys tried therapy? Have you tried anything?
That's the thing. We've, in the last like year or so, we've been doing therapy. And we've done therapy, we've done a lot of like kind of talk it out sessions with the therapist. But I mean, I am truly in like a sexless marriage right now. And it's like he said, I feel pretty trapped. is sex just permanently a thing of the past for me now? You know, I don't want this to be my life now.
Hey, Michael, totally understandable. Can you hang on? Because we're getting some calls. I'd like to try to get you some help today for group therapy.
I'm telling you, dude, you are not alone. This is way more common than you think.
833-563-2539. You heard Michael's story if you're just tuning in. Past 2 years of his marriage, him and his wife have not been intimate. Like, they haven't done anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, wow, 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 pound chicka wow. That's a lot. When you don't have that side of a relationship, like, what do you do? Any advice? Maybe you've went through this. Maybe you currently are. We'd really appreciate you calling in at 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're doing group therapy today, and we have Michael on, who definitely has shared a lot about his personal life, and hopefully you can help him out. Michael, for, I believe you said, the past 2 years, you and your wife have not been physically intimate.
Yeah, that's right. Probably a little bit more than 2 years.
And that's really rough. I mean, but you're not the only one. This happens a lot. Our phone lines, literally every single line is lit up, so we're going to get you some help.
Okay, let's go to the phone and say hi to Lauren, listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Lauren, what do you want to say? You're also talking to Michael for group therapy.
Hey, so Michael, I just want to tell you, me and my husband are going through the same thing. We've gone through it actually several times throughout our marriage. First of all, I want to say kids has a lot to do with it once you have kids. I know your kids are teenagers, but also the other thing is that we notice when you're trying, and that kind of is a turnoff to us. And I know you said you try to go out to like nice dinners and take her out and stuff just to try to get her in the mood, but we know that, and then it makes it feel awkward. And so, one, we can't enjoy ourselves, but two, we also feel like there's pressure on us if we do go out and have fun, then you're going to want something in return. And so, personally, it becomes awkward. And then when it's awkward, it's not attractive, and it's not something that, you know, we necessarily want to do.
But I guess, Lauren, as like a wife or a husband, like, that's not really something like you're begging to ask for. Like, when you're in a marriage, that's part of being married, is to be intimate. Am I wrong?
No, it definitely is. But I know a lot of times too, I know, Joe, you don't have kids, so once we have kids as women, like, something kind of changes in us, and it's just, we're a mother, and two, we're always needed by somebody. We just want our own space sometimes to do our own thing. And when constantly, like, when a husband is trying to, you know, be intimate or things like that, it just honestly feels like somebody else that needs us.
Were you able to get over the hump? Like, were you guys, did you reconnect that way?
Well, we have a 6-year-old, and it was like that for a long time after we had her, and then it kind of changed, and then now we just had a baby 5 months ago, so I feel like we're in the same situation again.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
goes in waves.
Lauren, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Teresa this morning. Hey, Teresa, thanks for calling in to Joe McKenzie. What you want to say?
Good morning, everybody. My husband and I are also going through the same thing, and I just want him to know it's the reverse situation for me. My husband doesn't have the drive any longer. We're both in our late 40s. Our bodies have changed. It's not that we're not attracted to each other. It's just things change, just like the lady previous said. We make do with what we have, and I don't want that to sound like a bad thing. We love each other immensely. We're intimate in different ways. We just don't have that drive anymore, but we're in it for the long haul. Just know that it's normal, and he's doing the right thing by going to counseling. But the lady previous said to, give her some space. I've had it happen in a previous marriage, but It's not that we don't want to. It's just it might be something internally for her, like it is for my husband. You know, right. Things change.
Okay, well, yeah. Hey, that's a good point this morning. Thank you, Teresa, for calling us here on Joe McKenzie.
It is hard because the guy wants it, but does the guy really want it from her if she's like, ugh, if she feels like it's all, but like she has to do it because he wants it and she doesn't really, she's not all there. Like
I would take it, but yeah, I don't want to feel like guilty.
You don't want to feel like Lindsay's like, oh, I just got to get this over with. I mean, who wants that?
Well, that happens a lot, too. No, I'm just kidding. No, you get a good point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Anonymous this morning, listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Anonymous, are you going through this too, kind of like Michael?
Yes, for sure. And I agree with the other callers. With kids, it's hard. But from what I've just learned recently, I just had all my labs checked because on my end, I'm struggling to have that drive.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe hormones were messed up, but everything was normal. And from talking to doctors, I'm learning that it's more just like a mental thing for a woman and a physical thing for a man. So where they need like the physical touch, we as women need, like, the mental.
Yes, so that makes perfect
sense. Not, yeah, so it's not really them. It's more we need to see the men. We get turned on by seeing our husband do dishes or laundry or helping
stop.
With the kids.
Yes. Put it in the dishwasher.
Hold
put
that
it in the
laundry,
dishwasher.
Baby.
I love that. No, Anonymous, that's a great point. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. I kind of sometimes wish, I love my wife, and I'm just being totally honest, that she hit it on the head with that. Like, if I, like, mentally stimulate my wife, like, the physical part, like, gets even better and hotter. But if I'm not, like, doing the other stuff, she don't want none.
Right.
But if I do that, then she's like, ooh, Joe.
Yes, like, if you're charming and you're funny and you're helping around the house, I mean, that really does it for most ladies.
All right, let's do another Anonymous really quick here. Hey, good morning, Anonymous in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you want to say for group therapy?
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that, like, I think she needs to go to the doctor and maybe get her a libido check and just make sure that everything is okay. But if she's not willing to do any of that, I think possibly she could be maybe having an affair. I think 2 years is a long time. Like, my husband and I, we've been married for over 16 years. We have 5 children, so I understand what the past callers are saying about, like, mothers are tired, our bodies change, and that's absolutely true. And I think ruts are normal, like a month or two, 3-4 months, but 2 years is excessive. And if she's not willing to get something checked out to see what's going on, I feel like that's really unfair for him to be in a relationship like that.
Yeah, Anonymous, that is an interesting take, Michael, not to make you think about it, but do you think your wife might have strayed?
You know, I hate thinking about it. I guess I've tried to never really put that in my mind or think that it's a possibility, but I don't know. You know, I guess with the kids and the family, I just thought there's like no way that would be a problem.
And it probably isn't. Like, to be honest, I don't think that's the case. I just think she needs to get back into it. She probably needs to rediscover her own sexuality to get that flow coming back and then come back to you, because she's probably just turned it off. And it's like anything, the more you exercise, the more you actually want to exercise because you get that high, that feeling. It's just the same thing. But if you've lost it, you're like, yeah. So I feel like she just kind of needs to start that momentum going.
One recommendation, if you haven't checked it out, Michael, I think we've all read it, but also a listener said is The 5 Love Languages, a good book. And somebody else recommended, for, as Mackenzie said, to get her sexuality back, her stuff like that, go to a strip go to a strip club.
I don't know about that.
Hey, I'm just throwing ideas out there. Michael, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you being so vulnerable. And obviously, your struggle, you're not alone, because a lot of people calling in, men and women today, listening everywhere in Indy and in Houston, are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. And maybe, you know what? This should be the day where you go home, have a couple of brews, and you get intimate. Just restore the magic. Tonight, Lindsay, I'm coming for that butt.
Whoa.
I'm coming.
Oh, why would you say that?
Well, I didn't want to like say the donkey word.
Oh, my gosh.
Not literally. Like, I'm not. Let me hit this button.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I give up. All right, hey.
I'm coming for that butt. That's very romantic, Joe.
Well, I like that booty. She's got a juicy booty. Hey, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, are you there, or like, did you just go home?
Here we go, here we go, here we go now.
Yeah, Lenny Bree, what up?
Give me that hype horn, baby.
All right, I'll give you another one. All right, what you're going to be hearing, though, after I defeat you in a football freestyle is...
Listen, Joe, no matter what, no hard feelings, okay?
Oh! He's just trying to let you down easy.
All right, coming up next, Lenny Bree is going to be representing Houston, Texas, and the Texans. I'm going to be representing Indianapolis, Indiana, and the Colts. Who will win the football freestyle? You decide. Give us a call now so you can be on the panel to vote. 833-563-2539. You got to represent for Indy and Houston right now. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.